Thanks again for joining us. This is Brother Clint. Brother Freedom is here. It's Sunday afternoon. Father, thank you. What can we do but thank you, Lord, for all the good things you're doing? We thank you for what you've done for Brother Freedom and how you've moved mountains and opened doors for him that he can have some wonderful things happening and overcome some difficulties. We just thank you, Lord, for how you're touching him in his body. Thank you for anointing him today, and Lord, too, for the listeners. Lord, open their hearts so they can receive the good things from God. We give you praise in Jesus' name. We thank you for the move of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We come for thanksgiving, loving you, wanting you to help us this day in a mighty way. Father, we just pray that you'll speak to our hearts, give us strength, give us direction. And where your spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we need that liberty, that freedom in you this day. And we thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for all you've done. We pray that you bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen. I truly believe that we're in the days of the last days. We're living in a time that many people don't see it, but I see it. These hurricanes, these rainstorms, all the things in my lifetime I've never seen till now. And they're coming. And I believe that we're to be prepared. We're to be ready because his coming is soon. God has a lot to offer us. He's got so much to offer us that the enemy wants us to miss it. And we've got to do with God's help. We've got to keep ourselves in alignment with the Lord. You know, when you get in alignment with something, it's a way of keeping you straight. And we need to keep straight in the Lord. We need to follow his ways. Need to take heed to his word. We need to hear and seek him with all of our mind, all of our heart. The Bible says if we surely seek for him, we'll surely find him. And I truly believe this is where a lot of Christians are going short. They've never really sought the Lord. They didn't figure they had to. But I truly believe we're living in a time when we need to seek God more than we've ever sought him before. I believe his coming is very soon. I have never seen the things in the weather I'm seeing now. Truly, I believe his coming is nigh. We need to prepare for eternity. You know, it's hard for us to grip when we're here upon earth about eternity because we're here and we're in a natural state. But we need to realize that one day this state that we're in is going to be gone. We need to prepare for it. It's like anything we do in life, if we don't prepare for it, we're not ready to any occupation. We got to prepare for it. We got to put our heart and soul in it. We got to, a doctor, you got to prepare to know the things you need to know. And say spiritually, we get a little different from knowing, but we rely on the Spirit. We rely on the Lord. We grow to mature in the Lord. And when we don't grow to mature, we find ourselves at a loss with God. We need to really seek God because his blessings are forevermore. And there's no peace like there is the peace of God. There's nothing will thrill your heart like the love of God. God made us a sense that we thrive when we're doing things in the Lord. When we get out of step with God, then we feel it. We're not where we should be. And we know that we're not that place. But God wishes us to seek him in a very special way. And I believe this day that we're living in, we need to apply ourselves to the things of the Lord more than we've ever done before. The Word of God is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It's willing to do the will of God. But we have to put it together with the Spirit. The Spirit and the Word come together. And they become our strength. And it's like anything we do, it seems like we have to have two things to make one. There's this glue you have, but you got to mix one with the other to make it stick. And that's the way with our lives. We have to, I believe that we need the Spirit of God alive and real. We need to know the Word of God. And we, with that, God will bless us. God made us as such that we can take heed the things that we've heard lest any time we let them slip. If we start letting them flee from us and we're not taking hold of them, we're missing what God has for us. And any time we do that, we get where we're sort of lose out in the spirit realm. And then when we try to apply the word, we don't have no power. I believe that we needed to really seek God in a way that we've never, ever done before. We need to put our hearts, our minds, in loving the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul. Not come a sheet of over the glory of God, His power to be revealed in this present day. I believe He's given strength to the weak. He's given us strength to endure. He's given us strength to come out from among this world, that we might be a separated and holy people. And God says, my people must come out from among this world. We need to realize that we're all in a direction that pulls us like magnet pulls, that pulls on us. And the enemy has a way of pulling against us, but we have a source from heaven that's able to cope with the powers of the enemy. But we have to do it God's way. We can't do it in our own self. We have to seek God and put our own heart, our own soul, our own mind in the things of the Lord. The word of God is nigh unto them that call upon Him. We need to realize that God is a spirit. We must worship Him in the spirit and the truth. And it takes the power of God in our heart to make this happen. We face things that we don't understand what we're facing, but realize that God is our answer. God is our strength. And we, every time we come against something, it's the Lord that helps us through. We can't do it within ourselves. We must realize that God has us to a place that we have to yield ourselves totally to Him. I think He makes us that way, that we have to commit ourselves one way or the other way. We can't go as a double pattern. We have to make a single mark for the Lord. We must be separate. We must be desirous of the things of the Lord. We must purpose that we're going to serve Him with all of our might, with all of our soul, because it's going to be worth it all. You know, when we realize that we're going to live with the Lord, say, for eternity, and we may be living our life a lifetime, at the maximum, probably is 100 years. I seen a man just yesterday, he's 100 years old, but really his life is gone. But he's lived a long time. But you take eternity is forever and ever and ever, where the soul never dies. And God wants us to realize that our source is in Him. It's not in the things that we own, the things that we have, but it's in Him. He makes us sufficient in Him. And we need to realize that we're able to go the long distance that we have put in His hands. You know, the distance of a long runner, we have to prepare to be able to go in a race. And myself, I realized how when you stop, you lose ground. You don't have the endurance. This is something that in life, we get our strength comes from doing. The more we do, the more we can do. And that's why we got to seek God. The things are not easy, but we put ourselves in God's will. He'll help us. He'll give us strength that we might be more than conquerors through Him which loves us. We must realize that He is on our side. You know, we got to really believe that God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eyes are upon the righteous. His ears open their cry. We must believe that. We must seek God. And I know that He's going to do it. And we must have that faith within us, and it is going to work. It's going to happen. And that's part of our problems. We don't really put our whole mindset into what we're doing. That's why people are not healed, because you got to have that in your heart that they're going to be healed. And we got to have that in our heart that God's going to walk God's way. And that comes from as we put our whole heart and soul together. Full commitment in the Lord. Some of our trouble is we're not really fully committed. Paul said, I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities, the things present neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am persuaded. We need to be persuaded this day that God is our source, that God will never leave us. He never forsake us. His eyes over the righteous. His ears open to their cry. We must keep those things in our heart continually. It takes a lot of dedication, but it's going to be worth it. We need to be dedicated to the things of the Lord. We need to put our purpose, our trust in serving the living God. You know, we're living in a time when it seems like anything goes, when anything can't go. It's got, when the Lord, you must go God's way. You know, you can see people's work habits. There's people that really don't put themselves into their job. They know what they do. They're not, oh, they do it about halfway. What I'm saying, we need to mature to do it God 100% in everything we do. And then He's going to go add more and more. We're more than conquerors with Him, through Him that loved us. We're more than conquerors with Him. And we must prepare to be ready for the Lord. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my spirit. I will serve Him. I'll dedicate my heart to love Him. And that's what we need in our heart. We need to pray without ceasing. We need to call upon God while He's near. We need to forsake the ways of the world and call upon God and seek Him. Say, Lord, I want to put You first. And we keep saying that God will help us through. We may help a little bit, and we don't understand, but God will help you if you keep going with Him. He'll never let you go. But there has to be a time of searching for the Lord. We have searched for Him daily. I've sought for the Lord, and He's not going to let me go. He is my strength, my refuge, my fortress. The Apostle Paul went through hardships through his life. Many times in prison and things that were not, but that's the way life is. We'll go through things, but every time we go through something, it makes us stronger in the Lord. Be ye strong in the Lord and power of might, put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, put you on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having the knowledge to stand, protect the shield of faith, that you might be able to quench the fire in the dark of the wicked, that you might walk in the power of God. We have to fortify ourselves to walk in this last hour. We don't just go out as a soldier without any armament. Our armament is in the Lord. The Spirit of God gives us strength. It gives us an overcoming power that we might be able to endure the principalities of the air, the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. In times past, we've all been under. God gave us something wonderful when He saved us. But we can give us that realization. We can stay in that place continually. We need to fortify ourselves with the things that are good. The Bible says, think on the things that are good. We're to think on the things of God. As some evil thought comes your way, you're to cast it out. Cast it out all imagination. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. We need to work on that. We need to keep that our minds stay clean. And that's some of our problem. Our minds do not stay pure. Our minds are off someplace else. And God wants us to come out among it as our mind also. That we'll be separated. We'll be pure in our heart. We'll have pure motives. We'll have a pure desire. We'll have pure dedication. It's like we type mix and paint. We put black and white together, it's sort of gray. And we need to realize that our lives look sometimes. We start mixing it, and God wants us to be separate. He wants us to be a pure people, a holy people, a dedicated people, a people that seek God, and their mind stay. He says He will keep in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on Him. Staying in our mind is something we have. No one can force us to do that. God will not force us either. But we have to deliberately say, I'm going to keep my mind on the Lord. I'm going to work on it. And I praise God. The Bible says pray. One of the things that will help us, pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks for this will of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You just start doing these things, and pretty soon your mind comes to that place. Hey, I want to praise God. I'm going to stay in His pattern. You know, in airports, planes come in sort of patterns. And that's the way it is. And when we serve the Lord, we must stay in God's pattern. That His pattern is true. His pattern is holy. And we must be harmless as doves and wise as serpents. We need to realize that God is our source. This life of being an overcomer doesn't start overnight. It doesn't end overnight. It means a little upon little, light upon light. It comes a time that we got to seek God daily for a greater depth. Today we hope tomorrow the blessing will be stronger today. And we work on that thing, that we're going to be stronger in the Lord every day of our life. And we grow into maturity little by little. It didn't start immediately. And we grow in the knowledge, nature, and admonition of the Lord by seeking Him, by proving that He's righteous, by proving that He's holy, that we're more than conquerors with Him that loves us. Paul is one of the special ones that he was persuaded that nothing could take him from the things of the Lord. And we must keep that in our heart, that nothing is going to take away my desire to serve my God, to praise Him, to love Him, to acknowledge Him, and nothing else. When I don't know what to do, I can praise God and say, Lord, I love You. I love You because You're real. I love You because I know You're coming back and going to take me home with You in heaven. I want You to make me ready to be prepared for that day. I want You to put Your love upon me. I want You to keep my mind stayed of Thee. And we start praying those things, Lord, God will hear our prayers. He'll help us. He'll help us to keep our minds set. You know, I see things that people can't keep their minds thinking on the Lord. We must work on that. The Bible says, our mind, He will keep a perfect peace. His mind are stayed on Thee. God wants us to serve Him where we have our mind set on Him. It's pretty hard to do anything if you're just in the work field when your mind wanders. And you have to learn that from a little, when you're young. A wandering mind never gets nowhere. We've got to keep our mind on what we're doing. And what we're doing is going to heaven. So we need to keep our mind on the one that's going to take us there. That's the Lord. And God will help us. He'll help us through our work field. He'll help us in all the world, the things that we do on this life. And we'll seek Him in a very special way. The trouble is we get lazy and we don't seek Him. God wants our motives pure. He wants our motives motivated from Him because He's coming soon. He wants us to have a love of God, that we love Him because He first loved us. He gave His only begotten Son that we might have eternal life. And through that, the gift of His Son is eternal blessing that made us more than conquerors. The one that saved us by the shedding of His blood through Jesus. We need to have it in our hearts continually, that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son that I might be able to be saved, that I might be a day of leaving into a place of a better life. We have to keep it in our hearts continually because the enemy comes to take away our clean thoughts. He comes away to take our motives of goodness. He, pretty soon we're not careful. We got a bad thought. We got to cancel it out and say, Lord, I reject that in Jesus' name. I don't want that to happen to be in my body. I believe that we can be a vessel of God. We got to seek Him in His last days more than we've ever sought Him before. We got to pray as we've never sought Him before. We've got to seek Him in a very special way, that our minds might be pure and seeking God. Here I'm saying about pure, but it is very necessary that we keep our minds stayed in the Lord, that our thoughts stay upon the Lord. Because, you know, nothing else, how can He speak to our hearts if our minds are not on Him? We got to be able to hear Him. It says, my sheep know my voice. They come at my call. But as strangers, they do not know. So many people nowadays, I don't believe, really hear from the Lord. And we have, how we do that? Sure, a lot of times He's not going to call, but just don't stop you from talking to Him. When He does talk to you, you'll sit back and listen to Him. But every day when you seek God for a while, He's going to hear you. He's going to hear you. He's going to come to your aid. He's going to bless you. But if you never put any attempt to serve God, God expects us to put some attention on Him, deliberately setting our lives on Him. And after a while we keep this up, God will be by our side. He'll take over and says, my child, I'll go with you from now on. I've seen your zeal. I've seen your dedication. I've seen your love for me, what you wish for, and I'm going to bless you. God will never put upon us any more than we can able to bear. But He wants us to seek Him at all times. That's part of what He wishes for us, that we seek Him and serve Him in a very wonderful way. Just because God quits talking to you, just because you get having a bad day, you don't stop loving God. You keep on the same way, it doesn't make any difference. Someday, you're going to make it through. We have to all have that in our heart, our purpose is to serve God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. Have that attitude of, I will love the Lord. I will praise the Lord because He first loved me. We need this word to be impacted in our heart. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches which are in glory. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we ask or think according to the power that works within us. There's power that's in us, unreal power. We just work until that power gets unleashed by God and guilt be a powerhouse from heaven. We got to seek God in such a way. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God has come to give us life and give us more abundant life. The enemy wants to say, we can't do it, but God, we're more than conquerors through Christ, which loves us. We must realize that there's a potential in this that cannot be reached in the other way, but by serving the living God. God loves us in such a powerful way, such a mighty way. Oh, glory to God. God is real. God is faithful. I just felt today, so many ways that we come short. We don't seek God. We don't praise Him. We don't read the Word. We don't call upon Him. God wants us to pray without ceasing. God wants us to call upon His name. Remember that God loves us because He wants us to be a blessing. God bless you people today. I love you and I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. And I pray that your spirit will all be upon your people in a mighty way. And one thing that we have in closing, when we feel that we're confused, we're not where we should be. God doesn't want us to be in confusion. God wants to have a spirit of a dedication, of a true conscience, a true love for Him. And I believe that there's a lot of people that don't really know at times which where they're going. God wants to bless you in a mighty way, a wonderful way. We ask that Jesus bless your people in a mighty way. Give them strength forevermore. Give them the endurance that keeps them to the end. Keep them, their eyes might be stayed upon Thee, Lord Jesus, in a mighty way. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless.